Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How's camp going for you so far?
Amazing. I'm having the time of my life. You know, off season can get a little bit hectic sometimes. Just, you know, happen to be like 1,000 places at once, and you know, still trying to stick to the grind. But just getting back here and being with the team, you know, getting back in my process. You know, this is always like my favorite time of the year, my favorite place to be, because like the game just makes me my best self.
How was Japan?
Japan was super fun. Like, if anyone can visit Tokyo, if anyone's looking for a vacation destination or something to do, please take a trip to Tokyo. I had an amazing time, but also I got to do some good work out there with my foundation. We taught CPR in the American school in Japan, and we gave away some AEDs to some youth flag football teams out there. So it was super cool. You know, we partnered with American Heart Association and Zoe and did some really good work out there.
I saw you kind of get shooken up a little today on a player. Are you good injury-wise? Like, you went right back out there.
Yeah, I'm super good, man. You know, that just was just the nature of the game. I got a little banged up, but next play, I was okay.
DeMar, on the topic of injuries, too, obviously, I know you're competing against him in camp, but your relationship with Cole, he's banged up again, too. A guy who's now gone through kind of two separate injuries in his first two camps here. What do you say to a guy like him when you talk to kind of keep his confidence and his spirits up?
Man, just adversity is a part of life, and you know how you handle it, you know your mindset going through it. So just keeping his mind right, just keeping him locked into his process. We talk about that a lot here, from top to bottom, is the process. So whatever you going through, whatever you dealing with, you know, the process of what it takes, taking a step at a time, and you know, not looking too far ahead, just being in the moment of what you need to do right now to make sure that, you know, you could be where you need to be when you're trying to be there. So, you know, that's the mindset, always.
We bring up process. Something that Bobby said this morning was that something that stood out about you has been your consistency. Well, how much is that a focus for you year round, but especially right now, and sort of repeating that process day after day?
You know, I appreciate that from him. Especially because, you know, he knows me through and throughout. You know, he was my safeties coach whenever I first got here. So to hear him, you know, talk about me being consistent is, you know, it makes me want to be even more consistent. And, you know, I say that because even, like, all categories of my life, even outside the game, that's just one thing that I've been working on just in my life, like off the field, just, you know, as a family member, as, you know, in my love life and everything. You know, I've just been trying to focus on being consistent. I feel like that was the last step to take me where I wanted to go in my life. So to, you know, emphasize that within myself, and then, you know, hear my coaches who, you know, push me the hardest, acknowledge that within, you know, my process and see that, you know, it makes me proud of myself. So
what is the personal work that goes into being consistent?
Is dedication, man. It's hard work. Like, it's just sticking to the process, you know, getting out of your feelings, you know, because your feelings is probably what will take you away from being consistent, specifically as far as this game. And, you know, one thing I like to tell people is, like, having access is a great thing, but it can also be a distraction. You know, sometimes when you have all that access, it can get in the way of your consistency. And, you know, I've realized that over the last few years of my life, and that's just something that I wanted to focus on, to be able to take DeMar Hamlin as a person to the next level, not even just the athlete, but just hearing my coach mention that, I for surely appreciate it, and it lets me know that I'm right where I need to be, and it made me want to keep going.
You said you've been with Bobby for so long now, so you know what he expects from you.
Yeah.
Does that help you become a better player coming in here, knowing exactly what he expects from you and what he wants from you?
Yeah, that I think that's everything. I think that's how you get freedom as a player. You know, when you know your expectations, you know, your only job is to meet them and to consistently meet them. And we talked about that in the spring, man. If you don't know what's expected of you, how can you perform at the highest level? So, you know, expectations are always clear here. And, you know, Bobby Babbage holds that standard day in, day out with everything from top to bottom. So, you know, the expectation is clear. We talk about it day in, day out. So, you know, it's just about preparing the mindset to be able to meet that expectation. And, you know, within yourself, try to, you know, go above and beyond it.
Trying to prove this training camp and preseason even?
Nothing, to be honest. And, you know, I say that very humbly, in a way of just like, man, I got a different perspective than everybody else on life. You know, I'm here to work. I'm here to get better every day. And, you know, I have freedom in that. And like I said, man, I just want to be the best me on and off the field. And I use the game of football to make me the best person on and off the field because, you know, my approach to the game, I want to be the best. I want excellence out of this game, and you got to do the things that breed those results. So, you know, just using, you know, I'm pretty much just using the game to make me the best person so that I can operate at the highest level within myself in every category, you know, no matter what it is, no matter if it's football, no matter if it's business, no matter if it's friendships. You know, being a son to my parents, like I said, you know, my love life, you know, I'm just trying to be the best version of me in every category. And, you know, still having a game in my life truly allows me to, you know, accomplish that. So, you know, I don't have any expectations. I don't have a stat line for nobody. You know, I really look at this as bonus, and, you know, I'm super glad to be here. I'm proud to be here, and don't get it twisted. Like, you know, I want to be the best. Like, that's always been the standard, but that's just who I am. As soon as I put these pads and this helmet on, it's like, that's the flip that I switch. So, you know, I don't have no expectations. My only expectations for myself is truly just be the best me that I can be and allow the game of football to make me the best person I can be.
What stands out to you about Jordan Hancock?
Everything. First and foremost, his personality is hilarious. I love him already. But, you know, he's a playmaker, and he fits right in with our group. Like, he truly reminds me of guys we have in the room, like Taron Johnson, like Cam Lewis, like our staff, our front office. Like, we truly know how to pick them. We truly know how to handpick guys who fit within the culture of what's been built here. And I think Jordan Hancock fits right in.
You mentioned this time last year. We talked about how you're moving into that role more and more of being a leader on this team, mentoring younger guys. Maybe Jordan as an example, just what's it like having that communication with the younger guys in the room when, you know, you've been in the system for so long?
It's unique. Honestly, it's unique. Just, you know, growing from being that young guy to now transitioning to, you know, being the vet who's passing the knowledge down. You know, I've always been the one being the sponge and, you know, soaking up all the game that I could from the older guys. You know, shout out Micah, shout out Jordan, shout out Jaquan Johnson, shout out Dean Marlowe. Shout out JT, man, all those guys truly like poured everything into me as a young guy here. You know, they didn't look at me like competition or a guy who was just trying to take their spot. You know, they treated me like family day in, day out. And, you know, that's the culture here. And, you know, as much competition that the game breeds and that camp breeds and, you know, roster cutdowns breed, you know, we really have a family atmosphere where we want everyone to thrive. And, you know, wherever the chips fall in the end, we let them fall there. But, you know, we make it a family unit, and I think that's why we have a lot of success.
You had a lot of good playing experience last year. You got a lot of plays. You were in a lot of defenses. As you look back at that now, where are you trying to get better this year when you look back at what you were able to accomplish last year?
Just trying to grow in my game as a whole. You know, like last year, I feel like I was trying to prove a lot, you know, just dealing with the sudden cardiac arrest on the field and having the world see me as, you know, that moment. You know, I felt like I was chasing plays a lot to where, like, I felt like I had to, you know, make plays so that people can, you know, see me as the athlete of what I can truly do on the field, you know, which, you know, kind of like had me antsy in my game a lot in a lot of places because I was kind of chasing plays. So, you know, just coming back around this year, you know, I truly feel like, you know, I accomplished that, what I wanted to accomplish. So coming around this year, you know, I really have peace. You know, I don't feel any outside world expectations. I'm not worried about trying to get anybody's labels off of me or anything like that. I'm just truly locked into, you know, allowing the game to come to me. I'm focusing on my technique, my fundamentals, focusing on my keys and slowing the game down, you know, and just letting the players come to me off of just executing my job within the defense each and every play. And, you know, just trying to work on my game as a whole, like, you know, just technique-wise, things like that. So I feel like that's the biggest difference from last year to this year. Last year I was chasing because, you know, I wanted to prove myself to my team that, you know, I can be one of the starters on, you know, this Buffalo Bills defense again. And, you know, I can be the guy to lead us to where we need to go. And, you know, I truly do feel like I proved myself. So, you know, this year just coming in, I have peace within myself. I have peace within, you know, my coaches know what I can do. They know who I am as a player, and, you know, I'll be me whenever it's time to be me.
When did that peace start? Was it off season? Was it mini camp? Or, like, kind of when in end of the season? Like, where did you start to find that peace?
Just like journey within myself a little bit. Like, you know, finishing up the season, just kind of recapping and just seeing everything. You know, just looking back, you know, obviously, you know, our goal was to finish number one. But, you know, when you look at everything you accomplished along the way, you know, that's where that peace journey kind of started for myself. And then just also just chasing peace within my personal life, you know, just slowing things down, getting in the word a little bit more, you know, getting into my readings, you know, meditating, doing my yoga. Things like that. That's where the peace started for me. I've always been on like a journey searching for peace within my life and within myself. So, you know, it's an ever going journey, but that I've always been on. But things truly started to click like top of the year going into, you know, off season.
We're gonna hear from CB next. What's it like just seeing him with another year in the system, taking on maybe a bigger leadership role as well?
And CB has always been who he is, like even behind the scenes when, you know, the attention wasn't always coming his way. He's always been, you know, a God-fearing man, God first. Like we have sat next to each other every year in meetings, like just off of a natural connection. You know, he's more of a quiet soul just like I am. But, you know, our intentions align, like our spiritual connection aligns, and, you know, we don't even have to say much to each other, but we understand each other a lot. But, you know, just seeing CB grow as a player, like he's a hard worker, like he does it the right way. He does everything the right way. He don't cut no corners, and he put the work in first. And, you know, just hearing him step up more into a leadership role and become more vocal and just spread his message of his approach to the game and of his process, I think is what we need right now. I think it's truly what we need. So I'm definitely glad to see CB continue to grow as a leader.
Last week, Terrence said that CB was the one bringing the swag on the defense. Clearly, he's always had confidence, but you see almost that confidence expressing itself more on the field, even this training camp, maybe more so than in the past.
Yeah, he bringing that swag because he making plays. You know what I'm saying? CB's making plays. It's hard to catch a pass on him. You know what I'm saying? And, like, you can see the work that he's put in over the offseason through and throughout. And, you know, it's just showing. And, you know, CB's always been consistent. He's always done things the right way. He's always took the extra step to prepare himself for whatever moment is coming. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's why people see the results that they get, because CB puts the work in. Like, there's no one more consistent than CB. There's no one more, like, dedicated to this, the craft than CB, you know? And I honestly think, like, it's great to have T. White back, but, you know, I think a lot of it, I think CB was able to build who he is as a pro off of T. White. You know what I'm saying? Just being able to watch who T. White was and still is, you know what I'm saying? But I'm speaking of, you know, early on in his career, like, T. White was the vet who was doing things the right way, who was putting in the extra work, who, you know, accomplished everything that he wanted to accomplish. And, you know, I think CB really stuck to his hip and developed his own process off of T. White. So to be able to have T. White back and to be able to have a developed older CB, like just being here, going on my fifth year, it's amazing to see how, you know, players can evolve, the game can evolve, and just how our unit and how we do things here continue to evolve and have success. So it's exciting.
In that sense, tomorrow, what is it like? What's it like to have? What's it like to have Trey back and just the renewed energy that he's showing? He looks like his old self.
He does. He really does. Man, I'm super glad to have him back. Like, I did not like seeing him in other uniforms last season. Like, it was irritating me, low key. But to have him back is everything. Like, T. White is like a, like, y'all won't really get T. White's full personality in front of these cameras. It's truly like when we in the meeting room, when we on the practice field and things like that. And just the veteran leadership that he brings, the advice that he has on life, you know, who he is as a man, you know, like, as in his family, like, you know, like, I'm able to get so much advice from T. White. You know, he does things as the right way, as a man, you know, with his kids, with his lady, and, you know, he's just an all-time leader, you know what I'm saying? And we was out there today, it was a dog day, it was a grind out there today, I'll tell y'all that. But, like, T. White just telling me, like, let's go, D-Ham, I'm out here with you. Like, just hearing that from him was like, I ain't got nothing to complain about, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's time to lock in, let's get it done. But just, like, the unit, like, I want to do my job for T. White. I wanna make plays for T. White, you know, and he just has that effect on everyone out there to where we know what he's gonna do, and we wanna do our part for him so that we all can have success.
Yeah,
you noticed it. Yeah, it is. So, you know, I kind of rebranded. You know, I've had a lot of things kind of pulling me over the last few years, and, you know, kind of diving into, like, my clothing brand was always my piece away from the world. And, you know, I truly feel like I'm getting back to myself of who I've always been and, like, things that I love. So, you know, just being able to rebrand, you know, my clothing brand and, you know, continue to grow, you know, it just truly allows me to feel, like, realigned with myself after just experiencing, you know, so much chaos and adversity and, you know, so many great things as well. But, you know, it's just, like, my way of knowing that I'm back aligned with myself and, you know, truly chasing passions that I've always had. So, I appreciate that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and
I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.